Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 303. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Was that Tony?
And Jeff is here, too.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm terrified. it's fitting that this is episode 303, because there's only three of us.
Yeah.
Fozzie is off moving his girlfriend into his house. He is no longer living on his own. And
become a real man.
Pete's delivering food.
Lost his chicken and everything.
Yeah, Fozzie's all grown up.
Good luck with that, Fozzie. Welcome to the nightmare that never ends.
It's really not that bad. I guess we should talk about the big game this week.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about last week, and Pete wants to talk about it next week, so we won't go too far into it. But Uncharted 4, A Thief's End is out for everybody, not people that bought them. It's an Uncharted game.
Chris, you got it, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you... How far are you there, buddy?
I'm on chapter 10. I'm in the third location where you get the Jeep.
Yeah, levels really start to open up from that point on, I think. I don't know how much you've played of like that level, but it's just like... The game is weird in that like it doesn't like tell you where to go so much. Like,
no.
I kind of like it, though. It's kind of cool. Like, you could get lost.
Well, you can get lost even earlier than that, though. Like, yeah. I kind of got a little... And I guess they tied it in. Like, Nate actually says that he gets a little... he's a little turned around at one point. So there's this mission where you are at an auction, and you're trying to get back to Sully and your brother Sam. You're kind of climbing around. Like, they just give you all this room to climb around.
There's not, like, you know, a ledge won't be, like, flashing to let you know where to go. No. It doesn't do that. It lets you, like, you, it will.
You can choose your own path, basically.
You'll still kind of get funneled towards where you have to go eventually, but the levels are just, I feel, way wider than they've ever been in these types of games, where it's just,
yeah.
A lot more room to explore and get lost a little bit before you find your way.
You never like really kind of are that lost. Like, it's always kind of like, all right, I need to go in this direction. Like, currently I'm driving a Jeep and it's like, I need to go towards the volcano. So
it's way off in the distance.
If I'm driving away from the volcano, obviously I'm going the wrong way. Like, but there seems like they're, I don't really know if there's multiple paths, but it definitely seems big enough that, you know, it gives you the illusion that there's multiple paths.
Yeah, it's really good at that. How are you liking the story, though?
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's really good. Like,
I think, so they introduced Sam Drake. I guess their last name is Drake. I'm like, never been 100% sure on that, but they touch on that in Uncharted 3, where Nate kind of like, the whole thing has always been that he is Francis, like he's a descendant of Francis Drake, but Francis Drake never had kids, so
you'll get your answers, I guess. I guess I don't want to say more than that.
Sure.
They go into it.
So you are introduced to Sam Drake, and he's kind of a dick. I don't like him at all.
I kind of thought he was a lovable scoundrel.
I don't find him lovable at all. Actually,
you're gonna hate him probably by the end of it.
I think he's a complete ass, and I'm annoyed that he is with me most of the time.
I like the banter between them. I like the banter all the time. Whenever it's... Because you're always with someone in the game. Like, you're never alone. Yeah. And the game is really good with the dialogue when you're just, like... Just kind of, like, jokey dialogue when you're, like, running around. Like, oops, should have done that. Or whatever, you know.
Or, like, they, like, you know, throw in... conversations about the past, or he asks questions, and
or there's it'll just be little things you need a light or something, and then Sam has it, and Nate will be like, "Oh, it's a good thing to have a smoker with you."
I guess at one point he calls him they come across this lamp, and he hauls out to Sam. He's like, "Hey, Smokey, come here. I need your lighter." And he brings it over. He's like, "Oh, it's good to have a smoker, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, until it kills you or something like that."
It's kind of crazy how prominent him being a smoker is in a teen rated game. It is teen, isn't it?
I mean, Sully smoked in the other. Yeah, it is teen, but Sully smoked in the other three.
Just feels kind of rare, and also the level of violence for a teen rated game. I think that's one of the goofiest things about the series is you're supposed to be this nice guy and you're just murdering people left and right. I don't know.
Murder less people, I think, in this, but I looked at my.
He doesn't ever seem to have any qualms about it, though. It's just all right, they were in the way.
And I don't know exactly where I'm at, but statistics say that I've killed 200 people in the first 10 chapters, so.
You probably have a higher amount than me, then. I think I only had three something by the end of it.
Really?
Jeff, you are halfway done, though, so. Okay. You know, factor that how you will.
I mean, it's still kind of set up in the fact that you'll do a bunch of platforming and then you'll come across an area where it is very clearly a combat encounter space. Cover is set up in such a way that you know when you go into it that it's going to be combat and you'll fight your way through it, and then there's some more exploration and platforming. There seems to be longer stretches of that.
I didn't feel like there was that much combat really at all. Way more of climbing around.
I feel it's 50-50.
No way, dude. There's whole levels where you just aren't fighting dudes.
Yeah, but then there's whole levels where you are.
I don't know.
So we do the auction level. There's an entire. So there's a level where you're kind of doing stuff inside where you're pickpocketing and then you move away from there and it's all this outside stuff until Nate gets to the power bar to shut everything down. But then after that, it's all a bunch of either stealth combat or actual combat, depending upon if you get seen or not. Entire level is all combat. That seems to be how it goes. There's, your exploration, and they're big, they're big, long exploration pieces, but then there's a lot of combat in a row.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of levels in the game, I'd say are just on a level by level basis. I'd say 80% of the level though is exploration and stuff like that. And then there's they throw in combat encounters, but
I still don't think the combat's very good, but it's okay, which I think is kind of what all Uncharted games have always been.
Do you got the aim lock on?
No.
You don't have that on?
No.
That makes it a lot better, I'll tell you that.
It makes it a whole lot harder to get headshots, though, which is what I'm aiming for, because it eliminates enemies way quicker and conserves ammo.
Yeah, I guess if you're worried about conserving ammo, I never really found it to be a problem, and so I would just pop off a couple rounds and then snap to the next guy. It made it, I don't know, it just made it a nice
mode
of it. Yeah, yeah. And well, the combat is not great, so
it's not.
If you turn that on, it makes it better, too. But, you know.
It's possible.
I tried multiplayer, and I was like, wait, why is it not snapping? Oh, god damn it, I gotta aim on my own? This sucks.
Don't want to play this no more.
The multiplayer is actually kind of fun, and honestly, I played maybe 3 or 4 matches, and I had some fun with it.
I'll probably turn on. I played a little bit of Uncharted 2's multiplayer, but I never got into it. Just not my thing, really. But I really like the. I think it's chapter 4. You start off with Nate, and he's swimming in a river, and he's scuba diving, and he's doing,
a normal life?
Yeah. The chapter name, and it's
yeah. Can we discuss this? I mean, everyone's gonna be at this point, I would think. People who bought the game, by the time they hear this episode, they'll have been there, I think.
How dare you ruin it for me?
Well, I've been kind of like
was not buying a PS4 until we find out what the hell is going on with Sony.
I've been biting my tongue on this for weeks. I love this chapter.
It's really good.
I like the part when you're like up in your attic or whatever.
Yeah, you find a Nerf gun.
Yeah, you find a Nerf gun. You just start pretending that you're fighting and shooting. Yeah.
And you're taking cover and like shooting at. You basically set up like targets throughout your attic, and I actually think if you hit all four, you get an achievement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did or not then. But, yeah, and just, like, it was a really awesome, like, non-verbal way of showing that he kind of misses the life. Like, it's really cool. And then you have the awesome, amazing meta reference moment that, I hope, was it spoiled for you, Chris, before, by the time
No.
How did you like that?
I don't particularly like Crash, but it was cool.
I just thought it was just a really neat, like, it was just a nice surprise. I did not see it coming whatsoever. And to be playing, like, their first game, or I don't even know if it's their first game, really. Do you know?
If it's Naughty Dog's first game, I'm not sure.
It's one of their, like, it's their first big success, I would say. And to have you playing it, Crash Bandicoot as Nate, fucking awesome. And I'm just kind of like, it was kind of like a commentary on, like, games in general. Like, I don't know, it's nothing too deep, but the way he's just like, wait, all you do is run and jump, that's it? And it's like, that's kind of what you do in Uncharted, too, you know? And the fact that at least I sucked at it, and she made fun of me for sucking at the game.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I don't think the original Crash Bandicoot was a very good game, but...
I think that type of, at least the Crash games, I think have aged very poorly.
It was on the PlayStation 1, which wasn't, it was like a 3D platformer, but kind of on rails, because
you couldn't really do a 3D platformer.
Yeah. It was a weird game, but yeah, it's not their first game, but they were purchased by Sony shortly before that, and it's their first game that they developed for Sony.
Oh, it's just a nice, really cool surprise. Like,
I like that they have like the old original PlayStation there. It's like the dialogue there was a little goofy. Like,
I loved it.
That game thing, like that you play. He's not that.
Video games?
He's not that big of a doofus. Like, he's not that old either. Like,
he's a treasure hunter. He never had time for those video gamey things.
But evidently, Elena didn't either, because the latest system she has is a PlayStation 1.
But, like, just, like it cracked me up. Alright, when he turns on the system, he's like, what the hell is this? She's like, it's gotta load. He's like, that's bullshit or whatever.
Which is funny because
loading Uncharted in, has a huge.
Yeah, oh my god! Every time you load into the game, it takes forever to get to it.
Yeah, like that's like what I like loved about it is that it's some kind of poking fun
at themselves. Fact, yeah. It's fun. I really like that chapter though. And I would say this is probably their most cinematic Uncharted. Like the other games are very like cinematic focused, but this actually is paced and kind of styled like a movie, like where before you would kind of get everything from Nate's perspective, like even stuff what you're seeing with the villains, like you're always seeing kind of from Nate's point of view, like he's like hidden behind a bookcase or something and listening in. But in this, like, you're actually, like, there's a point where, I think it's, like, maybe chapter 5 or 6, I think it might be 5, you actually play as Sam. Like, it's like a flashback to, you know, how he got out of prison, and you play as Sam, like, for that chapter. And it's like, that's something that a movie would do, where it's like, hey, I'm going to show you this thing from a different perspective.
And yeah, yeah.
You're not always in control of the main character, which is an interesting way of doing it. So
I just find the writing and storytelling in general to be, like, really top-notch. Like, I was engaged in the story all the time. I don't remember the story from Uncharted 2, so... it's not to say that it was worse than Uncharted 2, I just don't remember.
I remember Uncharted 2 was also, I don't know when you played it, but that was 6-7 years ago now.
Yeah, I played it when it came out. I think I bought a PS3 when that game came out. Like,
I mean, you just played Uncharted 4, so...
Yeah, but when I walked away from Uncharted 2, I do remember, like, I didn't care about the story at all. Like, it's just like, whatever. It's like a fun little adventure. Like, I was more, like, into just the crazy, like, fucking set pieces and stuff that they had, like, the scripted sequences in it.
They definitely go more character-focused here. I'm not entirely sure I like where they take Nate.
I dig it.
Like, they make him into an addict.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, he's basically addicted to, like, thrill-seeking and treasure-hunting and...
Well, what are you going to do with that type of character, really, though? Like they had... If they're going to explore him as a character, mm-hmm. like, well, all right, well, what do we have him doing in these games? He's a treasure hunter, so how do you play off that?
But, I mean, you've never explored the character. Like, that's kind of like... It's always kind of been like this Indiana Jones type thing. And you've never explored it, but he's always kind of been like the lovable rogue, and I kind of don't like Nate right now. Like, I'm halfway through the game, and I really kind of don't like him.
I think you'll like him. I don't know if you'll ever turn around on Sam, really. Like, I think you're going to hate Sam more and more as it goes on, but I don't want to say more than that.
Well, I hate the choices that Nate is making. Like... I mean, very clearly.
He's trying to help his brother, dude.
He's trying to help his brother, but he's also, like, not being honest with the woman that he spent, you know.
Yeah, well, they're going to address that, and that becomes one of the better, like, subplots of...
It seems like it's good, because he just lied to her again, and it's like...
Don't even Sully and Sam kind of look at him and like, dude, just tell her what you're doing, you know? Like,
well, Sam doesn't, like... Sam, I'm not even sure Sam knows her, like... But Sully definitely is like, hey, like, what's your deal, dude? Like,
yeah.
Like, is Elena all right with this? And he's like, she thinks I'm, like, in Malaysia, like, doing this other job.
I can't say anymore because you're only half.
All right, I'm only halfway through. Like, they could definitely, like, there's things about it. But right now, I'm enjoying it. It's just I'm not necessarily, like, in love with where they've taken Nate as a character.
You've gotten pretty far. I mean, you've only had it since Tuesday, I'm assuming, right? Like, so.
Yeah.
You're, like, halfway done, so.
I'm only, like, 5 hours in, so.
Well, maybe you might be one of the people that beat it, you know. And it's only, like, 20 chapters long, so.
Okay.
Maybe 22.
I mean, you also said some of these later chapters open up, so.
Some are super long. Some are short, so.
I didn't like the opening.
Really?
On the boat. Like shit.
Oh, no, I thought you were referring to, like...
No, like, with the orphanage. Like, little... Yeah, no, that was cool. Like, yeah, but yeah, like, the boat. Like, this is terrible. Like, I'm just bumping these boats, and they're flying off and exploding. And it was very much, like, in the vein of, like, the other Uncharted games, but it's like... And then all of a sudden, it kind of takes this different turn. It's not as goofy as maybe the other ones were.
Yeah.
And there's not as many big, like, explosive set pieces either. Like, they're...
But when they come, they're pretty good.
That's good, because, like, there hasn't been, you know, like, any... no train sequence, there's been no plane sequence, there's been no falling building, like, nothing.
You've done the one where you get to the top of a tower and then you, like, fall all the way down the tower?
No,
probably not. Spoilers. Sorry. You had to have done the huge like where you're dangling off the bridge, like off the crane or whatever, like the motorcycle chase and all that.
Nope.
What? That's the one that they showed at like E3.
Yeah, no,
it's been really no motorcycle impressive. Chase. All right, so yeah, there's not a ton of them in the game, but the ones that are there, like so some of them,
they're loaded into the back half then.
Some of them are just great, dude. I love this one when you get to the top of this tower and you kind of are like go all the way back down. It's crazy. And the one, the big chase, which, you know, it's not really a spoiler because they showed it at E3. You've seen it, like where he's dangling off the bridge and getting dragged through the water and stuff.
Mm, okay.
Oh, my God, is that just a jaw dropper.
But I like that there's dialogue choices. Like, you can kind of, like, direct how you can direct what Nate says. I don't know if it changes anything, because I obviously only played it once, but... it's cool to like every once in a while be given a choice to.
The very first time is they're checking to see if you were paying attention.
Yeah,
she's like, "What did I say?" And you're like, "You have three options.
Yeah,
get it wrong."
It's not like this and that, and like, and you didn't really hear what she was saying because you were looking off. But
yeah,
if you investigate kind of throughout the house, you can kind of guess what she was saying. And then there's another one where the ball, like the bad person, Nadine, she asks you if you're done being a smartass. And I like threw out, "Oh, you're not a chiropractor." My back still hurts. it's funny. It's fun. Yeah, it's good. It's Uncharted. So if you like Uncharted, I would say definitely pick it up.
I'd say it's the best Sony exclusive for PS4 so far, for sure. I don't know. Like,
that's...
Well, yeah, it's not saying much.
Potentially not saying a whole lot. I mean, there's been some good games on it, but...
It is... I know, but it is, like, a reason to have that system for sure. Like, sure. It's on that short list. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I am. Like, I mean, if I wasn't enjoying it, I wouldn't keep playing it, but... Yeah, I want to see where it goes. Just it's maybe not particularly enjoying everything about it right now, but I mean, it's a narrative focused game, so they could turn it up and something could happen and be like, "Oh, that was fucking amazing." So
I will say this, like I really enjoyed where it went, and I enjoyed the game as a whole. I thought it ended well and wrapped up the series well. One thing I will say, and this might be in line with the series, the last boss is fucking stupid. It sucks.
Oh, that's definitely in line with the series.
Every game in the series, the last boss sucks.
It's not so something bad. Like it's not like some crazy supernatural thing or anything like that, though. Like the story stays grounded, but the last boss I just thought sucked, and it uses mechanics that you don't use throughout the game. That's all I'll say.
Those games aren't built for boss battles.
No.
It doesn't make any sense to have them, and yet they have them.
Yeah, I would have just been fine with like another scripted, you know, set piece, like action sequence. That would have been a fine way to end it. But no, instead you get a boss battle that really blows.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it can't be any worse than fighting the blue guy in Uncharted 2. So that one was pretty bad. You had to keep running around in a circle. Blowing up the blue dots, yeah, to hurt him. That was the only way to hurt him. That fight's so terrible.
It took me a while to figure that out too, so I was running around for a long time.
Like shooting at him and nothing's happening, and luckily ammo kept
reappearing
on the ground. yeah, Uncharted. I'll be interested to see what Naughty Dog does next too, though. So
That's something I have a feeling they're going to do Last of Us 2, and I love Last of Us, but I hope they don't. I hope they do something new, because, like, I think something new from them would be really exciting, you know?
Yeah, especially since, like, at this point, like, from what I've seen of Uncharted 4, they've really mastered this style of cinematic,
yeah,
like, gameplay, storytelling type thing, where it's... I think Tony said it years ago, like his wife watched him play Uncharted 2.
Yep.
Like it was almost like a movie for her. Like
both games, Uncharted and Uncharted 2.
Yeah. So they've really hit that, like they've almost perfected it, I think, where it's like, you're playing a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's at least from a technical standpoint, it's the best they've ever done. So,
but just to think, like, narratively, like, what a departure The Last of Us was, like, and how exciting Rick. I remember seeing that first trailer at E3 for The Last of Us. We were like, whoa. Like, I want them to do that again. I want them to wow me. Like, a new Last of Us is not going to wow me like that. Like, I'm just going to be like, well, I like The Last of Us. I guess I'll play it. Like,
right.
And it's, I want something new. Just
I don't necessarily want Joel and Ellie, like,
not at all.
If they're going to do it, they have to do it with a different, like, it has to be in that world, but it can't be with those characters. Like,
no, I can't. And I honestly, it does. It didn't need a sequel. It doesn't need a sequel. It was a great standalone story, and that's all you really needed. And for you, you didn't like the gameplay, so I'm sure you would be super excited to play another 20 hours of that.
So. No.
Yeah, so I would love to see them do something new. I don't know what it is, but that would be the exciting thing about it. It's just something you have no idea.
Speaking of The Last of Us and Uncharted, this is something that I don't remember Uncharted 2 and 3 having, or even Uncharted 1, but Naughty Dog very clearly seems to be relying on, like, a certain game mechanic. Like, they in The Last of Us, it's, like, the floating platforms. In this, like, I've moved a ton of boxes, like,
yes,
already. Like, like you said,
I think there was a little bit of that in The Last of Us. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit of, like, but there was a whole ton of, like, the platform puzzles, right? Like, where it was like, all right, I gotta, like, swim across and get Ellie, and then swim over here, and
that's right.
There was a ton of, like, because she couldn't swim, so.
Yeah,
it's like we're gonna rely on this one gameplay mechanic over and over again. It's all right. Well, the grappling hook thing is actually pretty cool. Maybe you should have done more with that.
Like, it's so cool. Like, I love when you're, like, sliding down, like, some mud or something, or, like, you're just running away. All of a sudden, you have to, like, jump into nowhere. And then you have to use the grappling hook, and you go, like, flying around the side of a mountain with it or something. Like, the grappling hook is great. There should be more of that in there, honestly.
It's in it, like, I just finished I finished Uncharted 2 and 3 over the past week as well, and playing these games, I'm, like, sitting there going, like, this is what Jeff wanted out of Tomb Raider. Like, because it is very, like, I mean, there's a lot of combat in all of the games, but there's also, like, those huge tomb areas that, like, have puzzles in them, and they're huge, like, elaborate puzzles. And
there's a lot of cool puzzles in 4 too.
Yeah,
I
already I've come across, like, 3 or 4 just in, like, the first half, and, like, they've been really awesome to, like, work through. And,
like, you had to do that one with the big door where you had to, like, light up all the little dots on it.
Light up the dots, and then
cool looking,
and, like, then like, figuring out, like, there was another one I had to do.
I'm trying to remember them now. Oh, there's, like, lots of great ones where it's, like, interpreting symbols and stuff like that. Like, there's one really early on in the game when you go to the prison, in the Panamanian prison, and you had to, like, interpret
and you had to find
symbols were.
Yep.
And then you had to figure out that you had to add them. Like,
so I'm, like, going up and pressing 10 and pressing 2, and it's, like, not, like, all right, well, what if I just press this one? Like,
and the great part for me is when I was playing it, like, I could not look anything up if I got stumped. I had to just figure it out, nothing is really too hard, but you feel, like, pretty accomplished when you figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, when I remembered, when I figured out, it has to be 12, I felt like I was a fucking genius.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a bunch of exploration where you're actually, like, exploring something to find a secret passage or something. Like, so,
yeah.
Like, at one point, you're kind of walking through a graveyard, and you've got to find the correct grave.
Kind
of thing. Like, so there's, like, a bunch of that. Like, this is what Jeff wanted out of Tomb Raider.
Yeah, and you'll see that reflected in my power rankings. Like, you know, I think I put it really high up there after playing it. So.
Yeah, Uncharted 4. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more next week when Fozzie and Pete join us. But
and Tony gets it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, one day.
Come on, just deal with it.
Well, Jeff, why don't you tell us about a game that Tony really likes, but you evidently hate?
I wouldn't go that far. I bought Divinity Original Sin today. I've only played like 2.5 hours of it so far. And God, it's fucking boring, Tony. What the fuck? Like,
boring. Dude,
all right, I expected it. Like, I understood it's turn-based combat, and honestly, I'm okay with the combat so far. I find it kind of interesting, but like the game itself is just so much like there's no direction. First of all, it's just like, all right, it starts off, you have to like solve this murder in the city, and you're just walking around and talking to fucking everybody. There's so much more talking than I ever would have expected.
Welcome to PC gaming.
I would have thought, like, you know, I didn't expect it to be like Diablo, but I did expect it to be like combat focused. And then, like, yeah, this is what I expected. You, like, kind of Diablo or something, like, you go accept a quest from somebody and then just go kill shit. Like, no. Not like that at all, dude. Like, fucking. No. I'm like a fucking detective trying
to. I can't believe you got this game. Honestly, can't
believe. Well, you know, I remember you were really, like, I think it was, like, your game of the year 2 years ago or whatever. And
something like that.
And I remember it getting great reviews when it came out. So obviously, it's not clicking with me or whatever yet. It's not that it's bad or anything. I guess, man.
It focuses on the aspects of RPGs that you don't really enjoy. Like, it's really story heavy. The dialogue is really important.
But it's. I don't know. Like, I just don't expect it out of that type of game. And I don't think that the writing is, like, spectacular or anything, but it's just, like, huge blocks of text and just talking and talking and talking, and then like after I talk to someone and they tell me to do something, I feel like I should get a waypoint on the fucking map instead of having to just wander around the fucking town. And
there
just
are waypoints on the map.
There's markers.
Somebody didn't read the massive amounts of text that told them how to operate the journal.
There's, like, dots on the map telling you, okay, this is, like, the cook's house. This is, like, the summon's house. But, like, there's no, like, this is where your objective is unless there's a way.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
Yes.
How do I highlight that, or how do I make that pop up?
I don't know. I haven't played the console version. Like, I only played for, like, a little while. But
yeah, I don't know.
Like, a journal in the game where you can, like, pick the quest that you're working on and it'll point you to the next thing.
Maybe I just have to click on the quest somehow.
Like, some of the objectives are, like, mysterious, though. Like, you have to figure it out.
Absolutely. Like, it's just crazy. They're like, you have 4 suspects now, and, like, I don't even know where 3 of the suspects are on the map. Like, I have no idea where the mayor is. Like, he's, like, one of the suspects for this murder. I was like, I don't know. I don't know where to go. Like, it's, like, really obtuse. Like,
did you
like,
try City Hall?
I don't know where that is. I don't know. Like,
it's on the map. Go exploring, Jeff. Go find it. Stop whining. Go find it.
I need more. need way more direction than I'm getting out of this game. It's just kind of like.
Well, you would have hated playing like the original Baldur's Gate or Baldur's Gate 2.
It's definitely like, in the vein of those games.
Yeah, they just threw you out there, and it was like, yeah, here's your quest. Go figure it out.
I'm going to give it a couple more days and see, because, like, you know, within a week I could return it. But the problem is, like, tomorrow I'm getting Doom, so I don't know how much I'll actually get to play it more.
Well, I mean, you might put Doom in and be like, oh, I'm going back this to sucks. Divinity.
Yeah. I could very easily see that happening. I don't know. Like, maybe, you know, it might not be a game that within 2 hours you have an entire grasp of what's going on. Like, it does seem really dense, and, like, there's a lot. There's so much you could do. Like, I remember the first time I figured out that you could, like, split up the characters, and, like, I had one of them stand on one plate and one stand on another to, like, you know, solve a puzzle, kind of. I was like, I didn't even know you could do this. Like, holy shit. Like,
have you met people to add to your party yet?
No, I've been trying to. I don't understand. I've been talking to everybody because I found, like, this grave area, like, this cemetery, right? And you, like, are trying to look for the dude's body to help solving this murder, like, examine his corpse or whatever. And then, like, I, like, went into, like, I found, like, this underground area below the cemetery, and, like, I was just way outnumbered by the enemies and stuff. I was like, if I could bring more people on my party, that would be great. So I've been just been, like, trying to talk to everyone in the town. Like, how do you add members of the party? Do you just have to talk to the right person, and then they'll be in your
party? Yeah, you talk to the right person, and they'll join you.
Do you have to, like, do a quest for them, or is it just a matter of finding them?
As I recall, most of them, you just have to find them.
All right, so I guess I haven't put enough time in it yet to say, but it seems like a commitment. It seems like hard. And
it's hard. Smart, it's definitely hard. People. Once you start getting, like, you get farther along, the combat gets really intricate and really cool.
I could see that, yeah, because I'm playing on the easiest setting, too, because, like, I haven't played a lot of games like this, or any games like this, really, so, like, there was already, when I went down below the cemetery, I got my ass kicked, so I was like, oh, shit. But it's interesting combat, like, it's more fun than I thought it would be right away, so, like, there's that.
There you go. All right. Tony, did you play anything this week?
I played more Stellaris.
Which, review on the site, five stars.
Five stars.
Also, Paradox is the biggest launch ever?
Ever. 200,000 copies on launch day.
It's crazy.
Which does not happen with strategy games.
That's more than Battleborn did. By like 80,000 copies.
That's a shame for Battleborn.
Yeah. I think I they deserved on that, in my opinion.
I don't disagree, but
yes, the Star sounds pretty good. And I replayed Homefront.
I'm gonna
play Homefront the Revolution next week.
And you want to know how much it improved?
or didn't? Yeah, I don't know. Wow. So that game's not good. It's a really bad Call of Duty clone. Like, really bad. I think Call of Duty's actually gotten better over the last few years of giving you a little more room to work with and giving you an environment. Like, Homefront is very much here's your corridor, please walk down it. And take these guys out. Like, there's one way to do things, and it's not particularly fun. And the story is so dour. Like, it's like, hey, we've been invaded by North Korea.
I remember that being one of the drawing points for me, though, before it came out, and nobody liked it, so I just didn't play it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the idea of this world is actually pretty cool, and the way they set it up in the beginning, there's like a 6-minute like intro video that's like stitched together with some news like coverage at the time. She was Secretary of State Clinton. Like, they actually use like footage of her denouncing something that North Korea recently had done at that time,
at that point. Yeah.
And then, like, it keeps going further into the future where, like, they're giving, like, you know, Kim Jong-il dies and Kim Jong-un becomes the supreme commander. And now North Korea has taken over Japan. North Korea has taken over, like, this and that. And, you know, the U.S. is calling for sanctions or whatever. But North Korea is getting more and more powerful, and then they put the satellite in the air and fire an EMP at the U.S. that invade us. And it picks up, like, shortly after that. And what was it, Red Dawn? Is that the name of the movie that, where the,
It's China, isn't it?
Where China, and yeah, it was, Patrick Swayze, like, was in the original. Yeah, where China had invaded us. It's written by John Milius, who wrote Red Dawn. He co-wrote this, and it's very close to that, like, where, you know, it takes place in Colorado, just like Red Dawn did. You know, part of it centers around a school. You are not a kid, you know, like there. In fact, you don't really see kids, but there's a lot of promise there. They did a really good job world building, but then the gameplay was just terrible. Chaos Studios was just, they shit the bed. but I'm interested in Homefront 2 because it takes place in Philly, so I want to see how that turns out. Although Philadelphia doesn't have a great track record of games based in our city. Heavy Rain was based here.
Hey, that's not bad.
That was a decent game.
Yeah, I mean, like, just in terms of, like, actually portraying the city, though. Like,
you have a bunch of Frenchmen in your city.
And our main police station isn't under a bridge.
It's not like the Chicago Mountains, though.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's not anything like Watch Dogs. So.
If you're going to do an actual city in a game, get it right. Like, if these close enough to write. Like.
Right, like, which is actually what I like about The Division. Like, this looks like New York. Like, and there are iconic areas just like New York. Philadelphia has a ton of iconic areas, and I'm hoping that Homefront, like, allows us to get some of that, so we'll see. But yeah, that's it for new games. We have a little bit of news before.
Some great news.
I don't know about great. Like, there is some great news, I guess, especially for you.
That's right.
Civilization 6 was announced.
Yes. Get pumped.
I figured.
And given a release date.
I didn't realize. I know it was this fall. I didn't realize it had been given a release date. There you go.
Oh, wait, did I tell you guys the other game I was playing?
No.
Salt and Sanctuary, have you heard of that?
I have heard of it. It's like Dark Souls, but 2D.
Yeah, it's 2D. Yeah, there's not much to say about it. It's like 2D Dark Souls. It's really good. It's fun. That's it. Moving along. All right. I mean, I played less of that than I have Divinity, so. But it is, it's very much like, it's like a 2D, the thing that's cool about, though, is it does feel kind of like Metroid style, though, like that, because you're just constantly, like, exploring, finding new areas and shortcuts, which is true of Dark Souls, but it, you know, it just feels more like a Metroid-type game because of that. That's about it, though. It's like, it's very much, take the formula of Dark Souls, put it into 2D, and they did a good job with it.
Okay. I'm enjoying
it quite a bit.
All right, so Tony, tell us about Civilization VI.
So it sounds like they're changing some of the systems for the game. So, like, cities in the previous game would be in their little hex. Now the improvements for the cities will actually be built out into the tiles in the surrounding countryside. So cities will, like, grow over time.
Okay.
And, like, have more of a, I guess, depth on the map. Which will be cool. It also sounded like they were working more on building the personalities of the rulers of the civilizations into the AI, so that they would behave differently.
So if you were to pick, like, say Napoleon, like, they would, that civilization would be more about expansion and.
I mean, they've always had that kind of thing in there, but it sounded more like now it would be like, if you picked, I don't know, if it was like an Egyptian civilization, so an Egyptian leader who built the pyramid or whatever, would be really into building wonders and would get jealous of your civilization if you were building too many wonders and would declare war on you and try to defeat you if you were building them.
Okay.
So, that kind of sounded cool to me. Well, see, I have to say I was a little disappointed in the last couple of games that Firaxis has made. Like, I liked XCOM 2. I didn't love it. It wasn't really much of an upgrade over the previous game. And then I was really, really disappointed by Beyond Earth.
Right, yeah, that was super disappointing.
It's great that they announced this game and that they have some new ideas. But I'm trying to hold back my enthusiasm because they let me down the last couple times around, so I need them to show me something.
I'm looking at some screenshots. The game looks super pretty, though.
That's the one advantage it has of every other strategy game. They got that budget.
Yeah.
Those games always look fantastic.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure you and Don will be playing a bunch of that, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to, despite my concerns, I'm still going to buy it.
All right. I guess in game reveals, EA announced that a Battlefront sequel is coming next year. I don't know if anybody cares, because Battlefront 1 wasn't that great, but... Crickets, alright, so...
Well, no, isn't... I'm trying... Isn't, Respawn doing a Star Wars game, too?
They are. It's a third-person action game, though. Not a another first-person shooter.
Okay, so there's two Star Wars games.
Three, because the Dead Space... What's the Dead Space company?
Visceral?
Yeah, Visceral Montreal is working on a Star Wars game with Amy Hennig, who used to be in charge of the Uncharted series. She's working up there now, and she's working on that.
Weren't they working on a Star Wars game that got canceled? Wasn't she working on a Star Wars game that got canceled a couple years back? It looked really cool.
No, she was working for... Naughty Dog up until
recently.
Maybe a year or two ago. And then she pretty much immediately went to Visceral. There was a lot of rumor, I guess, that what Visceral had picked up was that what Lucasfilm, what LucasArts had been doing, that 1313.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. That's what
I don't think that's what this game is, but we don't really know.
It might be remnants of that, though.
Sure, possibly. Yeah. So there's the Visceral action game, there's the Respawn third-person game, and then another first-person shooter.
I'd say the one I'm least excited for is this one that just got announced.
Like, Battlefront 2, yeah.
I'm interested to see, you know, the Visceral one and the Respawn one for sure. That would be interesting.
I think Battlefront could be good if they put an actual campaign into it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Like, if you give us an actual first person, you know, we're a grunt in the Star Wars universe game, kind of, what was that, the clone game? You guys remember?
Clone?
There was one where you played as, like, a special ops unit in the Clone Wars.
Was it mostly vehicle-based?
No, I don't think so.
I remember playing a mostly vehicle-based one that might have been in the Clone Wars or something. Like, I don't know. There's been a lot of Star Wars games, especially like in the PS2 era. There was a lot of Star Wars games, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was that Bounty Hunter, and there was a bunch of them. But, yeah, I'd like to see some more good Star Wars games. Because we're not going to get them from Disney directly.
Oh, nice segue.
Yeah, they shut down Avalanche this week, and I guess put an end to Disney Infinity, which, from what I know, was the most successful of the Toys to Life games.
Yeah.
Does it outperform Skylander now? Skylander?
Yeah, it had for the last 2 years, actually, I think.
Yeah, who didn't see this coming, though? Like, not this specifically, but just the fact that... the lessons of Guitar Hero, I feel like, were never really learned by these companies.
Don't keep releasing a game year after year.
Yeah, it's just as soon as they stumble upon a hit, they just fucking milk it to death instead of, hey, you don't have to put a new one out. You know, maybe do some DLC for the one that's out or whatever, and then after a couple years, it feels special when you get a brand new one that's some actual time has been put into.
Right. I think that's what it was, too. I mean, the first couple games were really successful, and then the third one did not sell nearly as well, so Disney just killed the whole thing. Now, to be fair, they stopped right there. They didn't do the Guitar Hero thing and just keep going. Let's do four, let's do five.
Right, because three still did good. Like, it still sold really well. It just...
They just quit while they were ahead. They're like, okay, we can't do this
anymore. And three cost them a lot of money. They put six... like Avalanche was the main developer, but they brought in like Ninja Theory and like a bunch of other developers to do stuff for that game. Like, that couldn't have been cheap to like outsource. Like the combat stuff was all done by Ninja Theory. Like, to have them actually design systems for your game, like that had to be weird.
Right.
And then you have all these toys, and Disney didn't approach it like Nintendo did, where Disney was like, no, we're all like, if kid wants one of our toys, like, it's going to be there. It's on the shelf. Like, we're going to flood the market, like, with our shit. Which, I mean, means you can walk into Walmart and buy, like, a starter pack for Disney Infinity for $20. Like, because they have so many of them. It's a shame, though, because 3.0 was a really good game.
No, yeah, that's what I was trying to say a minute ago. I heard that the third one was, like, the best one.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but it's just the main thing I came back to was, like, take your time, man. Like, don't pounce on every success you have and kill it. Like,
well, I'm really hoping that Warner Brothers and Traveler's Tales, they don't release Dimensions 2 this year. Like, that they kind of back off, let it breathe a little bit, and then come back maybe in a year or so and do a second one.
Right.
This does open up the possibility of Marvel and Star Wars Lego toys making it into that game, though. So that's kind of cool.
I would be all for that. My son really likes Lego Dimensions. He actually still plays it. So
I heard it's actually a really, like, in terms of those games, like, it's actually really good. Like, it's a pretty good Lego game as well. So, let's see. What else we got here? I guess we'll go more sad news. Lionhead officially shut down. I think that was last week. But I guess reports now are surfacing that Microsoft actually had buyers for them. Leading up to their closure. But they wouldn't let go of the Fable IP. That was the sticking point.
That's interesting.
It's kind of weird. Like,
IP worth that much? I mean,
well, yeah. Well, it's, if you care about it, then why aren't you having them finish the game? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's weird. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, Lionhead may have been, like, once Malu left, may not have been worth a damn.
Right.
Like, and you don't know what he had done to that company.
Yeah.
And, like, hearing this report, like, a lot of people are like, oh, like, they should have let Lionhead, like, they should have, you know, saved Lionhead by selling Fable off. Like, but if Fable, the last Fable, big Fable game, Fable 3, sold over 5 million copies, so it's a pretty successful game.
Right, if you can find another studio that can do Fable,
right,
maybe you want to do that.
And, I mean, who knows what these other offers were, though, too. Like, it might not have been a whole lot. And it sounds to me like they just wanted the Fable license, like, they wanted the Fable IP. So who's to know that a year from now, like, say, if Activision had bought them, that they wouldn't be shutting down Lionhead then. Like, right. Hey, we got what we wanted. We bought Fable. We kept you open for a year. Now please go away. But I guess there will be more Fable at some point from Microsoft. And Molyneux has expressed interest in possibly working on that series again. So
he's God, no.
Right? Everything. Like, he does not have a great track record.
Nope.
At all. And since leaving them, his track record has been terrible.
PR disaster.
Yeah. All right. One last piece that I have here. Did you guys see the Assassin's Creed trailer?
I have not.
No. I saw some GIFs, but I didn't see the actual trailer.
It looks decidedly okay. a lot of people are upset that it's not, like, strictly following the story of the games.
Of course they are.
Like, to me, though, I think you need to change stuff, right? Like, you...
Right.
Like, the games are fun, but they're fun and they're okay written for video games. They're not designed for a movie. This, you know, it looks iconic, though. Like, they have Fassbender's in, like, the, you know, the assassin's garb that we would expect. There is an Animus. It is not the Animus from the games, but there's something there. It kind of looks like a GLaDOS-type thing, actually, that jacks into your spine.
Oh, boy.
It's a little creepy. But this, you know, I don't know really what the story is, but it looks on par with what you expect from, you know, in Assassin's Creed. It's a weird choice of music, though. They have a kind of best I Am a God as, like, the music for the about three quarters of it. It's really kind of strange. It does tie in, I guess, into the overall some of the core themes of Assassin's Creed, where, you know, the artifacts come from aliens that were had created humanity in their image to be slaves. So I don't know. That movie could be good. The action looks good. I don't know if it's going to do very well, though. It comes out the week after Rogue One.
You probably want to get ahead of that.
I would think, like, why wouldn't you bring it out?
Give it a wide berth.
Yeah, give it a month. Like, put it out for Star Wars. Like, yeah. Or, like, release it in January. Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want to go up against Star Wars in its second week. Even if it's not a, you know, a prime Star Wars sequel, it's a side story, but
it's still
Star Wars.
Has that name on it, it's going to get some money.
And that trailer was phenomenal, so.
Yeah, it got me excited. Did you have something else, Chris?
It looks better than Warcraft.
Sure.
So does anything.
Yeah, possibly true. What were you going to say, Jeff?
No, I have a not really a news item, but kind of an under-the-radar news thing.
What's that?
You guys seen any reviews for Doom?
No.
Do you know why you haven't seen any reviews for Doom?
Because they didn't send out any review copies.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys were aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was their reasoning? It was a...
stupid.
Something about like the multiplayer is an integral part, and
it's like, no, it isn't. We played that, and it's garbage.
Like not being able to play the multiplayer and get that in the live environment would be detrimental to the game. It sounds like they're just trying to protect pre-orders.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing happened with Tony Hawk. How did that turn out?
Not well.
See what this means? I'm the guinea pig once again.
You are.
Don't we always tell you not to do this? And do
it's Doom, though. I want it. I want it. And I'll probably be full of regrets.
I saw some people on Twitter going, oh, it's great to get like an old school shooter back. Like, I'm like, you realize that this game has loadouts, right? Like...
Yeah, but I don't know that the campaign is like that. I think the campaign will be like you just carry all the guns. Like
I bet the campaign is focused exactly the same.
No.
I bet it is.
You can like, tell us next week, Jeff.
Yeah,
you used to be able to pick up anything you want. Like if you were playing Doom Deathmatch, like you could pick up whatever guns were out there, like on the map.
Yeah, but I would imagine the campaign you could just carry like a shitload of guns. There's no way they're going to make you go through the campaign and have them decide which two guns you're carrying or whatever. Fuck that. If they do, fuck
it. Not do
it. As soon as you get it tomorrow, play the first level, let me know.
I will.
Because if it is that that restrictive, I'm going to laugh a lot.
Yep.
Because you've ruined what people wanted out of this game.
I do have a feeling that the campaign... And that's the only thing that anyone should care about will be okay. But just the lack of review copies really – maybe not.
I'm not sure that the campaign will be okay, though. Cause like,
well, no. Now I'm starting to have second thoughts.
I'm really wondering if like they banked on – you know, I mean, Doom multiplayer, it was popular at one point.
Yeah, that's never why I've been looking forward to this, though. I just want an old school, like, single player campaign. You know, that's great. If it was good, that would be more than enough to justify the $60 for me.
See, I would be with you if they had structured this like they did Wolfenstein, which I admittedly did not love. But that was like, hey, we're making a single player game. Wolfenstein, like, on the Xbox and. I think it was on the 360 as well.
Yeah.
Like the, I think it was just called Wolfenstein, and then there was Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Both had amazing multiplayer modes. Like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they were great, and like for this, they were just like, no, no multiplayer. Like we're just doing a single player game. They went back to the basics on that.
I respected them for doing it though. Like, and I know you don't like it as much. Like that's a good old school type shooter in my opinion. Like.
It was a decently updated, you know, one of those games.
Yeah. I'm not getting the vibe that this is even that good. But at the same time, it does feel like they have this like the spirit of it down. Like it's like fast paced and just like metal and just fucking blow shit up and like let's have fun. So we'll see.
Be watching your Twitter.
It doesn't look like, you know, how Doom 3 was, where it was, like, trying to make it more serious or anything. Like, this is just going back to, like, let's just have crazy fun. So, hopefully, like, they got it. But if it's just garbage, like, it could just be a shit game.
Doom 3 was pretty cool.
No, I liked Doom 3, though, but I'm just saying, like, it was getting away from, like, the spirit.
Right, what Doom and Doom 2 were, which is just, like, run around, blow shit up. And
yeah.
It wasn't trying to be that horror game. It wasn't a scary game. It was, I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
I'm interested to see your thoughts once you get it.
Yeah. You can see another meltdown from me tomorrow. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
And don't you worry. When I get up tomorrow, I'll be sending you a picture of my Princess Peach amiibo. I think I have enough to get me through the end of May to send you one a day.
I've been harassing Nintendo for the last month or so, and now it's coming back to bite me in the ass because people are going to start harassing me.
I mean, they deserve to be harassed.
Yeah, they deserve all of my anger, and fuck them, dude. Like, I'm so fucking done with that company. Like, yeah, I'll get the NX if there's, like, good games for it off the bat, but I'm not going to buy it at launch if all there is Zelda and a 2D Mario. Not
you would definitely buy it at launch if all there was Zelda and 2D Mario.
3D Mario, yes. 2D.
2D Mario, you would.
I don't know.
If they were like Mario Maker 2.
I will put $20 on it, Jeff.
No, Mario Maker 2, hell no. No.
That game's good.
Yeah, you know what's good? Galaxy or Sunshine or...
Sunshine's not so good.
I love Sunshine. Like, just... Dude, I think that the 3D Mario games are better than the 2D ones. I don't know. Like,
I think 2D Zeldas are better than 3D Zeldas.
No, I agree with that. That's the formula. Give me 2D Zeldas and 3D Marios. That's... the better of both.
And Jeff just wants any Metroid. If he could
throw
him a bone.
I don't care.
Could be Smell-O-Vision Metroid. Yeah, just give him something.
That'd be great. I'm not going to just jump in at their launch and support another console where they're going to fuck everything up. So I will eventually get that fucked up console no matter what. Once the library's there. But I don't want to give them that sales number right off the bat. Fuck them. Like... just so fucking fed up and pissed off and done with them. And no matter what, whether I still continue to buy their products or not, like, it just isn't the same anymore. It isn't where I'm going to sit there and, like, try to defend them to people or anything. They just fucking don't know what they're doing anymore. They suck.
Now, I think I saw something you wrote on Twitter that they have nothing else for the rest of the year except, like, Pokemon. There is a... Paper Mario game coming out on the Wii U.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that one, but
I mean, there's no. I wouldn't even say coming out. Game. That's what I've heard is it's later this year.
Well, they did a direct and they showed it, and I was like, cool. You know, Paper Mario has been okay. If he at best lately, but I would get it. But at the same time, if they're going to E3 and the only thing you're fucking like, I still don't get it. The only thing you're showing is Zelda. Is it coming this year?
See, that's what kept being reported, but it's not the only thing. It's not the only thing they're showing. It's the only thing that's playable on the floor.
No. That's what we were saying like a week or so ago, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, they're going to show other things. They're not showing anything else, dude. They backed it up and said that that's it for them at E3. Like, they're not showing a goddamn, like, they're not doing a direct or anything Tuesday.
How are you going to run, like, 12 hours of Treehouse streams if all you're showing is Zelda?
That's all they're doing. It starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time or whatever on Tuesday, and all you're getting is them playing Zelda for fucking... Now, I'd love for them to, like, be lying about this, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, here's
Paper Mario. I bet they're showing more. Like, I bet there's more than just Zelda that they're showing.
I would love if they play, like, 20 minutes of Zelda, and they're like, okay, here's this other thing you could look forward to this year, and then all of a sudden they show Paper Mario, like, you know, coming out in
October. It's going to be Pokemon. It's going to be half Zelda and half Pokemon.
Well, I have no idea how you don't have Pokemon on the floor, right? Like, I mean, I guess Pokemon's Pokemon, right? Like, doesn't really change.
I just don't know what they're thinking, man. You can't go with the message of, hey, this is what you have to look forward to. And then people used to defend them in years past saying, like, oh, they don't want to focus on the games that are coming out in the next 6 months. Then I guess you come in the show with fucking nothing, apparently, because nothing's coming out. Like, Zelda's not coming out this year, you know? And, like,
right.
Like, seriously, show me Paper Mario. Show me anything, dude. Like, yeah, I'm happy and I'm excited to see more of Zelda, but I should be playing that. And, oh, I'm so mad at them, dude. But yeah, that's the thing. No, I've known all along about Paper Mario. I never forgot about it, but it's like they forgot about it. Like, okay, if that's coming out this year, why are you only showing Zelda? Like, give us a new trailer for Paper Mario. Like, give us a release date for that. Like, give me some sort of info and stuff to look forward to from your E3. Like, it's fucked up, dude. And how do you, like, dude, they could have made a huge splash this year, like, going, this is what the NX is. These are, like, the games you could look forward to, like, in the first year. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I was so excited for that Tuesday, and now I'm just like, well, I guess I'll watch Zelda stuff. Like, it's cool, but... And, if they showed me literally anything else, like, it's a win, like, based on my expectations right now. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. It's just lower that bar as far as it can fucking go to where if they show anything, you're like, oh, cool.
Well, we will find out, because E3 is in exactly 1 month.
I'm excited. I will be off of work and probably Skyping with y'all or something during.
Yeah, I'll be off both Monday and Tuesday. So
I'm still taking Tuesday for some reason.
Well, I was gonna give Tuesday back. I was like, oh, Nintendo's not showing shit. But
there should be other conferences though, right? On Tuesday or
on everything is Sunday and Monday.
Really? Yeah. So Ubisoft and EA's not there this year, are they?
They're doing theirs is actually like whatever they're doing, it will be on like Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. Well, whatever. Tuesday's a day for me to absorb it all, watch a little Zelda.
Yeah.
Not work.
Yeah, play some games.
Yeah. Hopefully there's some surprise like digital releases.
Well, and the actual show floor opens up on Tuesday too, so like we might get announcements from some other studios and stuff.
And get to see some more footage of games and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. It's always fun. E3 is always fun to me. I know people are like saying, oh, it's not important anymore and it's going to end soon and maybe it will, but I don't know. To me, it's like our Christmas, dude. I look forward to it so much every year.
For us, we don't get to see like a lot of this stuff throughout the year, so I'm excited.
I'm always excited. I'm always just super psyched for it. You know?
Like, really excited to see more, like, Horizon Zero Dawn, more Recode. Yeah.
All the things that we don't know about.
Yeah. It's like, what is Sony going to show? Like, what else does Sony have? What else does Microsoft have? We know nothing else Nintendo has, but...
Like, that's the funny thing, though. It's like Nintendo could literally, like, just show, like, anything else and you'd be like, okay, phew, that's better than I thought it was going to be. Like,
right.
It's not going to be, they're not going to win this year, that's for sure. And, you know, in terms of, like, you know, who had the best E3 showing, like, this, it's not going to happen for them. I don't care how good Zelda is, like, don't be, like, the best looking game ever.
Well, and, like, so many of the games that we've been building up to over the years are out. Like, so, like, what does Ubisoft have? Because there's no new Assassin's Creed this year. The Division's finally out, right? Like,
I think Ubisoft is actually going to have an interesting fall. I think I saw something earlier today. Like, they have, like, 4 big games planned for the fall, and one of them is a new IP that's, like, unannounced.
Right. So, like, that's stuff I want to see. Like, yeah. That's the new stuff coming. Because we still haven't really, like, Uncharted 4 is great, and Halo 5 was fantastic, and I'm sure, like, Gears 4 will be a lot of fun, and, you know, but
still continuations of last
year. Yeah, like, what's, yeah. Like, is Horizon Zero Dawn going to be that game that, like, is that, that good piece? Like, what does Microsoft have to kind of bring their stuff forward to? What's the hardware stuff we're gonna see, right? Right,
right? Yeah, it's interesting.
Like, so many right. Cool things that we're gonna get to talk about and see finally. So
I probably get to see ReCore as well. Like,
that, yeah, I'm really hoping we see ReCore.
Yeah, and
and I'm not a fan of Platinum, but what is that game that they're doing for Microsoft?
It's like an RPG Dragon. Or something, isn't it? Like, it's,
yeah, with the dragons. Scalebound.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Like, something different from them.
Like, so that looks pretty cool. Like, it has their combat, but it's, like, a little more open. And
also,
cool stuff.
It'd be interesting to find out when we get Horizon Zero Dawn. Because, like, right now, people are thinking that it's been delayed, but there's been nothing official to that effect. Like,
right. Like, I'm hoping it's this fall. Like, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it would be... I hope it is, and that would be the big game for PS4 this fall, but I just want to know, okay, we're getting it this month or whatever. I just want to have an idea and a clear understanding of what that game is.
Yeah, and, like, we'll probably see a little more from Deus Ex. Like, I mean, EA is not at E3, but I'm sure
we're getting
Mass Effect news, and
they're doing a show, like you said, Saturday or Sunday beforehand, so it's still E3.
We'll get some of that. Activision will have stuff, I'm sure.
Tony Hawk 6.
Tony Hawk 6, Call of Duty 27.
Won't be any Tony Hawk 6. There's never gonna be another one. Fuck that series.
There's a ton of stuff, like, I'm excited to hear about and see. And
also, regarding Call of Duty, I pre-ordered the new one today.
Did you? The $80 version?
Yeah, because on Amazon, when you do that, it comes out to like $63. So.
Maybe I'll do that from Best Buy.
It's not a terrible. Yeah, you have, like, the same deal if you're not right, 20%.
I mean, yeah, I can get it from Amazon too. But if I order from Best Buy, I get points, and they'll send me, like, gift certificates. So
yeah. So I mean, even if it's just okay Call of Duty, like, I think it looks actually kind of fun.
I like the idea, right? Like,
it looks more fun than Black Ops 3.
Man, Black Ops 3 really. So bad.
Black Ops 3 never looked good to me though. This one looks like, oh, that's like. Like, pure craziness, like...
Right, like, there's spaceships, like...
It doesn't look all, like, dark and gray like Black Ops 3 looked to me, like, when they showed it off.
It looks goofy and wild.
Yeah. And for the $3 extra, you know, instead of paying $60 or whatever... Get
Modern Warfare 4.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like, that's... We know that's a good game, so... Yeah.
I might do that, too. I think I might have to drop... And get a pre-order on that.
I think I'm doing the new, like, Fozzie had that rule of sports games by him every other year. I think I'm kind of going that way with Call of Duty, but just, like, jumping in when it makes sense. Like, Advanced Warfare, that made sense. It was fun.
Yeah. I think next year might be good, too. Like, Advanced Warfare 2 or whatever.
Yeah,
Sledgehammer's doing next for Call of Duty might be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what this... Because... If Infinite Warfare is bad, Infinity Ward has to be done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you keep allowing them to make them.
I don't know.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. Somewhere online, we lost Tony, though.
God damn it, Tony.
His call dropped. We'll be back next week, though, with more Uncharted, because Fozzie and Pete will have played it, and I may have finished it.
You'll definitely be done by then.
Jeff will have Doom.
Yes.
And I will have Homefront The Revolution, at least a little bit of it, so.
Kind of a big week next week, you know?
Yeah.
Two brand new games, and we finally get put Uncharted 4 to rest, I guess, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we could probably wrap it up at least until, like, maybe the Peach review goes up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have a lot to talk about next week, so hopefully there's not a lot of news. But, Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.